Union for Postal Workers, Who Will Handle Ballots, endorses Kamala Harris. By Joel B. Polak on September 13, 2024. The union representing the nation's postal workers, who will handle millions of ballots as part of the mass vote-by-mail system, endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for president on Thursday. Voters are being asked to trust an election system in which a key part of the process of casting votes is controlled by an organization loyal to one candidate. In a press statement, the National Association of Letter Carriers, NALC, announced its endorsement. The nation's 290,000 active and retired city letter carriers represented by the National Association of Letter Carriers, NALC, are proud to announce our endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz to serve as the next President and Vice President of the United States. As a local prosecutor, state attorney general, senator, and vice president, Kamala Harris is a proven supporter of working families, organized labor, and the postal service. As a senator, she was instrumental in advocating for essential relief for the postal service at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. She served as vice president of the administration that signed the Postal Service Reform Act into law. She is a fierce defender of civil rights, voting rights, and our democratic system. Governor Walz is a union brother and veteran. He is a former public school teacher who has devoted his life to public service. As governor, he has kept working families at the forefront by enacting a paid family and medical leave program, child tax credits, and universal free school meals for all Minnesota students. The Pew Research Center reported in July that Republicans and Democrats continue to have vastly divergent views on vote by mail. 82% of Democrats say it should be freely available without excuse. Only 37% of Republicans agree. Similarly, 63% of Republicans say that making it easier to register and vote would make elections less secure, while only 20% of Democrats agree. Universal vote by mail and other changes were imposed in many states in 2020 by judicial fiat, usually after Democrats sued to impose reforms over the objections of Republicans. If you vote by mail, you have to give your ballot to someone whose union has endorsed one side in the election. How this is even legal at all is completely baffling. Joel Polak, at Joel Polak, September 13, 2024. Some Republican-governed states have tightened rules around the practice, but it remains widespread. Few other democracies in the world use vote by mail, and many democracies refuse to allow absentee voting except in limited circumstances. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.